When I started work in the Singapore Police Force, my first duty was patrol the streets in a police car, responding to 999 calls. That evening, there was a traffic light breakdown at a busy junction. When we arrived, there was chaos. My teammates attended to one section of the street, and I stood in the middle of the junction of the crossroads to direct traffic. Soon, traffic built up, as I could not see the traffic situation well. I did such a bad job that cars on one side started honking me, followed by cars on the other side. It was complete chaos. My teammates, an experienced constable, took over, and immediately, traffic flowed in an orderly manner. The honking stopped. Now, I was a Singapore Police Force scholar, holding the rank of assistant superintendent, just graduated from university, able to write essays about the global economy and monetary policy, but completely incompetent in directing traffic. In fact, I did not even have a driving license nor pass my highway code. It was my teammate, a police constable, many ranks below me, who responded well to the situation. He had street sense. It was a humbling experience, but I learned an important lesson. Serving our citizens starts with the frontline officer. The frontline officer is the contact point, the interface between our policies and programs and their impact on citizens. Whatever our grand plans, execution happens at the front line, at the interface with our citizens.